We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Twins win, square the series with the Phillies at Citizens Bank Ballpark 6-2. They bounce back from their first clunker of the year on Friday night where they got beat by the Phils. And now the rubber game of the three-game series coming up. Steve Thompson, Eric Nelson, and Jonathan Lowe. And the phone lines are open right now. Talking Twins at 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. You can text 81807. That is 81807. So Twins get it done. Michael Pineda set the stage. Good, solid start today. The bullpen came on, and the Twins scored enough to get the W.
Yeah, and they beat Jake Arrieta, who's a guy who clearly has had a lot of success in the major leagues. They roughed him up for three runs in the third inning. Arrieta left after the seventh. The Twins had three in the ninth on that home run by Eddie Rosario. But a big win in a tough place to get victories, Philadelphia, because the Phillies off to a great start. But, hey, you look at the standings right now, Stevie T, both Philadelphia and Minnesota suddenly have the same record. Twins at 5-2, and the Philadelphia Phillies are 5-2. So that's a good quality win away from home.
Yeah, no doubt. Solid win for the Twins today. And once again, the series finale coming up. We'll be on the air at noon, pregame 12:30. First pitch right after 1 o'clock with Corey Provis and Dan Gladden here in the home of the Twins. News Talk 830-WCCO. By the way, phone lines are open if you want to talk about it. 651-989-9226. You can text 81807. That is 81807. And we're going to be going to those phone lines very shortly. I want to get your thoughts on a couple of things. I brought up Michael Pineda. They've been very careful with him in his first two starts. He was pulled after four innings in his first start at Target Field. He pitched just great. And they got him out of there. That was part of the plan. And today, he pitched a little bit longer, 80 total pitches in the game. But the Twins are being very careful with Pineda.
Yeah, you and I were at the ballpark last Sunday on a cold 34-degree day at Target Field. And Pineda, that was his Twins debut. He was effective against the Indians. Same thing today, much warmer in Philadelphia. Temps were in the 60s. And as you pointed out, he's got nine innings now in two starts, given up five hits, two runs, both of them earned, only two walks. He struck out 10. Michael Pineda, when they got him from the New York Yankees a while back, they knew they were going to miss him for last year with the Tommy John, but they were certainly hopeful this guy would come back and be able to be part of that rotation. And I think you summed it up very well, Stevie T. They're babying him along, four innings, five innings, and hopefully they'll get to a point where they can stretch him into the sixth or the seventh, and this guy will be one of the building blocks for the Twins when it comes to pitching.
And they were able to set it up. Mejia, Hildenberger, Rogers, and Parker all work in the game today. Pineda gets credit for the victory. He is now 1-1. On the flip side, Jake Arrieta brought him up, but this guy's lights out when it comes to postseason pitching. But the Twins got to him today.
They did, and they got to him early. And, you know, Jake Arrieta is a guy the Phillies signed last year after that brilliant career with the Chicago Cubs, former pitcher down at TCU. And I think anytime you can beat a guy like Arrieta in his ballpark, Citizens Bank Park at Philadelphia, that's a huge win for the Minnesota Twins. They get their first interleague victory of the season. Now they have a chance to win a series against a team tomorrow, the Phillies, that a lot of people think, at least early on, will be a serious contender for getting to the NL playoffs. And let's not forget, going into this game today, the Phillies were on an offensive roll. They were averaging 7 or 8 runs a game. They were drawing, you know, about 7 walks per game. They were putting up huge offensive numbers, but Pineda and company kept them in check, and the Twins get the win.
Yeah, final today at Citizens Bank, 6-2 the final. Max Kepler, Williams Astudillo go back-to-back. We'll talk more about La Tortuga coming up as we move through the program today. And he's going to have a hand in our All-State Good Hands play of the game. So stick around for that. Let's go to the phones right now. Let's bring in Jim. Jim, you're on the air. Hello.
I've been waiting quite a while. My name is Jim Ramirez, and you know what I'd like to talk about is the Twins win today. Max Kepler came through like an attorney for me named Max Hacker. I only worked with Hacker about a week, but Max Kepler, coming off this nice start, made a fantastic play and a fantastic hit. And look out for the Twins, because I'm telling you, they look like the Twins of 87.
Wow. Well, it's a little early for that, Jim, 7 games in, but Max Kepler started out very slow this season, Eric. You may remember that series opening this season with Cleveland at Target Field. Bit of a struggle for Max Kepler, but he hit a home run in the ball game today, part of a back-to-back for Williams Astudillo and Max Kepler, and he went deep on that one.
Yeah, and Kepler had the tater last night, so 2 straight games, 2 straight home runs for Max Kepler, the average up to .233, and he's at the top of the order batting leadoff. Maybe not your prototypical leadoff guy, but that's where he's been early in the season when Rocco Baldelli fills out the lineup card. So, yes, things are looking up for Max Kepler. And remember, the Twins gave him that contract extension during spring training, Stevie T, and they want him to be one of the cornerstones, one of the building blocks as they, you know, move this thing forward and hopefully win a lot more games in the future.
Yeah, you look at the lineup today, Kepler, Astudillo, Polanco, who, by the way, hit for the cycle and went 5-for-5 in the losing effort on Friday night. Then you had Crone, Cave, Scope, Adrian's Buxton, and Pineda, the pitcher, of course, batting 9th in the game today. Not a typical Twins lineup today with no Cruz in the middle of it.
No, Nelson Cruz, of course, you're not going to have the luxury of using a DH when you're playing in a National League park. So Cruz doesn't play. I think that's maybe a glimpse into the fact of that Nelson's going to be your DH. He may get some action in the field at some point, but not early on. So to get the win without arguably your top power hitter, that's another good sign. And it's a different ball game when you play in the NL venues, and it'll be different when they come here, the National League teams, because then you'll use the DH.
But there was talk at some point that Cruz could be used in the outfield at some point to get his bat in the lineup, because they have one more in Philadelphia, then they have the trip to Citi Field in New York for 2 games on Tuesday and Wednesday. So it will be interesting. Certainly a potent bat to have on the bench for the Twins in this stretch in the NL.
Yeah, for sure. And that ballpark in Philly typically is viewed as a bandbox.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the balls will fly out of there on occasion. Now, again, it's only April. We're not into the heat of summer. But they were in the 60s today. It was a much different weather scenario than last night when it was cooler and you had that misty rain coming down. So I'm sure Rocco Baldelli is going to try to find a way to get Nelson Cruz an at-bat or 2 tomorrow when the Twins and Phillies play the rubber game.
All right, Steve and Eric hanging out. Jonathan Lowe in studio. Of course, the Twins win. They beat the Phillies today is 6-2. Here are the pertinent numbers. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. You can text 81807. Still to come, our All-State Good Hands play of the game. We'll sprinkle in some highlights. Once again, Twins beat the Phillies 6-2 in Philadelphia. Same 2 teams tomorrow in the rubber game of the 3-game series. Then another day off. Then 2 in New York. Then another day off. And they finally come home and play the Tigers on Friday. Just 2 darn many day offs. We'll get into that coming up as well here on the Home of the Twins News Talk, 830-WCCO. Steve, Eric, Jonathan hanging out on a Saturday. Twins win. They beat the Phils on a lovely day, 6-2. quite a 180 weather-wise from what we saw on Friday night when Polanco hit for the cycle and the Twins got pounded 10-4 on a beautiful day in Philly today. This game really moving along until late. Twins win it 6-2. And a guy who wasn't in the starting lineup today, Eddie Rosario, got a pinch hit late.
And the 0-1, a swing and a blast to right, deep down the line, in the corner, stay fair, that ball hooking, it is going to be a fair ball and a home run. Eddie Rosario with a ninth inning, three-run homer, and the Twins have a 6-2 lead.
How about that? So he didn't start, wasn't in the starting lineup, ended up a swing in the bat in Michael Pineda's spot late in the game, and that put it away as 6-2.
Yeah, and those were three huge insurance runs. Instead of going into the bottom of the ninth against a potent Philly team with a one-run lead, suddenly you have a four-run cushion. And give Rosario a lot of kudos, his first home run of the year. He's off to a 192 start in terms of his batting average, but he's a guy I know that, you know, Rocco Baldelli's not worried about Eddie Rosario. He will heat up, and he's had some clutch hits on the road trip. Let's not forget what he did in Kansas City against J-Lo's Royals. So Rosario with a monster smash in Philly. And, oh, by the way, Stevie T, guess who threw out the first pitch to the Philly Fanatic?
I didn't see it.
Allen Iverson. Hall of Famer, yeah, of 76ers lore. I guess they couldn't get Jimmy Butler to do it.
Did they boo him at Citizens Bank Ballpark today?
He probably got a free pass today, you know they have booed him in the past.
Rumor is they booed Santa Claus at one point in time. Goodness. I got to get that out there. Anytime one of our teams plays Philly.
America's booing capital, Philadelphia, PA.
That's right. No reason to boo Bryce Harper so far. 24 at-bats. Six runs, 10 hits, three of those home runs, 5 RBI early in his Phillies career. He got the big bucks. It's not the biggest bucks. It was for a moment. But so far, so good. I mean, this guy can hit.
Yeah, I mean, he's got that it factor. And I think he's been waiting for a moment like this to find a team where he believes he can thrive. Now, let's not forget, he was on some very good ball clubs down in Washington, D.C. Yes. with the Nationals. Yep. Their problem was they could never get out of that first round. But he believes that Philadelphia is going to be that magical spot. I like the fact the Phillies have added Andrew McCutchen at the top of the order, too. Here's a former MVP who had a ton of success with Pittsburgh, most recently with the San Francisco Giants. So I think the Phillies have good reason to be excited. It's early, but they're scoring a lot of runs with the exception of today. That's why I look at the Twins, and if you can somehow win tomorrow and take 2 out of 3 in Philly, boy, you talk about a confidence boost with, as you alluded to earlier, a day off, and then you go up the interstate to New York City, you'll face the Mets. So has to be encouraging for Twins fans to see the ball club off to this 5-2 start.
Yeah, no doubt. They win today 6-2. Before the break, I brought it up, and For me, I don't like it. I can't imagine the Twins do. You want to get into the rhythm of the season. In spring training, you kind of set that aside. You come north, and it's been opener, day off. Couple of games, day off. 2 in Kansas City, day off. 3 in Philadelphia, another day off Monday. Then 2 quickies in New York. And then another day off before you open a series at Target Field with the Detroit Tigers. So the point being is, no one in the Major League has more scheduled day offs in the first 3 weeks of the season than the Twins do. I think it's hard to get into a rhythm, a rhythm with the pitching. Now, the Twins will take the 5-2, but let's see once the season settles in and you get into that regular a day off here, a day off there. The Twins have had a lot of downtime so far early on.
It's a choppy way, a staccato way to start a season, especially coming out of Florida where you're playing every day and you're guaranteed weather at least in the 70s, sometimes in the 80s. And then you come north, and we all know it's much different in Minnesota and even in places like Kansas City and Philadelphia in early to mid-April. And that's what MLB has done. They've started the season so much earlier now, Stevie T, that they build in these day off slots on the calendar because they're afraid of weather, snow, rain, ice, whatever, that they're going to need to fill in another day. And, you know, the Twins haven't had any postponements yet. You know, a year ago, they probably already had about 3 at this time with more looming. We had that April blizzard. I don't think I want to bring that up
You
yeah,
know,
don't go there.
I won't go there. It's 53 now. We have a lot of visitors in town, rumor has it. But yeah. We did have a blizzard a year ago.
Yeah, we want no part of that. And by the way, the weather looks good for the visitors on Monday in the title game down the street at the People's Stadium. So folks will see sun the way it looks in town on Monday. To the Twins, they beat the Phillies 6-2. This guy's turned into an X factor. Williams Astudillo today was behind the plate, hit another home run, had a walk in the ball game today.
And 1-0, that's crushed to left field. Back it goes, deep it goes, and gone. The Twins go back-to-back here in the third. First Kepler, now Astudillo, 3-0 Twins.
This guy is unbelievable. He had a great spring, earned his spot on the club. Rocco Baldelli talked about Williams Astudillo, and this guy had a great spring, and he wants to get him in there behind the plate. You got to find a way to get this bat in the lineup. He makes contact. He does good things. Now, granted, he hit the home run today. He had a walk in four total trips, official trips today. His average falling to .500 on the season.
Yeah, he's got 7 hits, 14 at-bats. And he's got that it factor. There's something about this young man, the hustle, the passion. He doesn't have that chiseled physique like, say, a Bryce Harper does or some of the other athletes you see in MLB, a Byron Buxton.
Yeah.
But he gets it done, and he's become a cult hero quickly here in Minnesota. I mean, it reminds me of what we saw with Josh Okogie earlier this season with the Minnesota Timberwolves. People have really gravitated toward Williams Astudillo, and I think he's a tremendous story. He's a kid out of Barcelona, Venezuela, only 1 year of experience. We saw it last year. There's that memorable clip, Stevie T. And
well, he paid his dues in the minor leagues.
Sure,
you got to give him credit.
He sure did. He's 27, so he's not exactly, you know, a raw young prospect, but I remember him racing around third last year at a game I saw at Target Field and huffing and puffing and chugging and trying to get to the plate, and he scored, and they've shown that replay many times over, and I just think fans identify with that.
Yeah, it's hard not to like what he's done, and he's done a very credible job behind the plate. Now, fans may remember in the game today that swinging bunt that went up the third base line that allowed the Phillies to load the bases late in the game, really one of their big threats in the game today. I'm not sure even Joe Mauer in his prime pounces on that ball and is able to make a play there. So if you want to jump on him and say, well, this guy isn't a very – I think he's done a pretty solid job behind the plate in his opportunities.
Yeah, I agree. And at some point, Rocco Baldelli is going to have to decide on how this catching thing shakes out with Mitch Garver, Jason Castro, Williams Astudillo. I can't imagine you keep, you know, rotating the three the way he's done early on. You may want to get somebody in there, you know, more often than not so you can get into a groove and let your pitching staff get used to a certain guy. But there's no doubt Williams Astudillo is making a case for himself to play as much as possible. And if you have a catcher who can hit, it's such a novelty in today's world of MLB. I mean, most teams are happy if you have a catcher who's solid defensively and he's anywhere above 220, 230. Anything past, that's a bonus. But there aren't many Buster Posey's or Salvador Perez's. I know he's hurt down in KC, but there aren't many of those guys around.
Yeah, they've got a pretty good catcher with the Cardinals as well.
Yadier Molina, yep.
Yeah, pretty good one there. And the Twins have a couple of guys that can catch, you know, and Garver that can really swing the bat. I mean, they really like Garver's bat. They know he's a work in progress behind the plate.
Yeah, I would say Garver and Astudillo would be your offensive guys with the pop. And then Jason Castro is more of, you know, we hear that phrase pitch framer, a defensive guy back there behind the plate. So it's a good luxury for Rocco Baldelli and the Twins to have.
4:58, 2 minutes now in front of 5. Phone lines are open, 651-989-9226. You can text 81807. Of course, Twins win, beat the Phils 6-2. They even the series at a game apiece, a rubber game at Citizens Bank Ballpark coming up tomorrow. We'll be on the air at noon with Inside Twins. Pregame 12:30. First pitch 1:10 Central Time with Corey Provis and Dan Gladden. It is 5:01. Steve, Eric, Jonathan in studio. Twins win, beat the Phils 6-2. Max Kepler and Williams Astudillo hit back-to-back home runs early. Eddie Rosario hit a 3-run shot late. And the Twins beat the Phils 6-2. The win goes to Michael Pineda. He gets through five. He is 1-0. Jake Arrieta gave up three runs and five hits in seven innings. He falls to 1-1. It's time to get to our All-State good hands play of the game, Eric. And we're going to turn to a defensive play. And this one involved Byron Buxton, Williams Astudillo, and helped the Twins preserve a lead.
It also involved a leap.
Harper getting a big lead at third base. Here's the pitch. Swung out, hit into shallow center field. Buxton there. Harper's going to tag up. Here comes Buxton's throw to the plate. It's up the line, and Astudillo is going to tag him out. Harper tried to jump over Astudillo. The throw brought him up the line, and Harper probably could have put his shoulder down and got him, but he tried to jump up and over Astudillo. He hung on to the ball.
That's quite a play, and it is our All-State good hands play of the game. And once again, Williams Astudillo on the backside of that back-to-back home run power surge by the Twins early. Max Kepler and then La Tortuga go deep. And then that play right there, he was able to hang in there. And this is how the game has changed a little bit because, as Danny alluded to right there, Harper could have taken a shot at Astudillo right there. Instead, he tried to go over the top.
Yeah, and I know there's people in Philadelphia who think Bryce Harper can leap buildings in a single bound, but he can't leap over Williams Astudillo. It was a very alert play by Astudillo to make the tag. It was a huge play. If that play is not an out for the Twins, that becomes a run for the Phillies. It's a 3-3 game, and you don't know what's going to happen from that point on. But I think you're right. And if you remember, when Buster Posey had the broken leg a few years ago, that was a game changer as far as home plate collisions. That's a little bit like head-to-head in football now. It's been outlawed. You really can't have the collision. And so I guess you applaud Harper for not trying to take out Astudillo, but a few years ago, that's exactly what he would have done, and we probably would have applauded it.
5-0-4, Twins win. They beat the Phillies coming up tomorrow, the final game of the three-game series at Citizens Bank Ballpark. And this may be closing in on the end of American League teams having to go into NL Parks and having to go without the DH because there continues to be a lot of talk that the DH is coming to the NL.
Yeah, and boy, you go back to 1973 is when the DH was introduced into baseball. The American League, the only league to take it on. The National League has never had it with the exception of interleague play and your occasional World Series game. So I think it's a good move. I think baseball should be uniform across the board, and I think the players' union would love it because having a DH position in the National League would be some more job security. Because it's two different leagues. There's no question about it. We talked about Nelson Cruz a few minutes ago not playing today, primarily because he's mostly used as a DH. And I heard the promo driving in on CCO listening to the game. Tony Oliva, the first DH ever to go deep in 73 for the Twins against the A's. That was part of the broadcast. And I was like, wow, good for Tony O. Now get him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, there you go. He's one of those that deserves to be there. Coming up tomorrow in the finale, Jose Berrios lights out in the season opener against Cleveland at Target Field. Solid, not spectacular in a game in Kansas City. Seven hits, three runs, all of those earned in seven innings pitch, struck out four. So still pretty solid. I think the Twins would take a similar effort tomorrow against the Phils.
No question. And, boy, again, if you can get out of Philly with two wins and three tries,
yeah,
you would be thrilled because the Phillies right now are certainly the choice by many to be a playoff team in the National League. And also, we should quickly mention, let's give it up for Pat Neshek, former Twin,
yeah,
played at Park Center High in Brooklyn Park. He's still playing. He pitched an inning today, 12 years, and he comes out of that bullpen. He's a middle relief bridge guy and still effective. Pat Neshek, I'm happy he's still in the league. He's a good guy.
Yeah, good for him. Twins get it done. 6-2, the final. Here's the Lions. Six runs, seven hits, no errors. The Phils, two runs, seven hits, and one error. The Twins get back-to-back home runs in the ballgame in the third. Max Kepler, Williams Astudillo, and then they get a three-run shot late from Eddie Rosario to put it away. Twins win it 6-2. The rubber game coming up tomorrow in Philadelphia. We'll be on the air at noon with Inside Twins. Then our pregame at 12:30 with Chris Atterbury. And then the first pitch at 1:10 with Corey Provis and Dan Gladden. Quick look ahead. A day off Monday, 2 in New York. They'll play Tuesday night with the Mets. Game time, 6 o'clock Central. Then Wednesday night at Citi Field with the Mets. They return to the Twin Cities and open a three-game series with the Tigers on Friday night at Target Field.
And they're going to see Jacob DeGrom and Noah Syndergaard for the Mets. You talk about a tough draw, and New York's off to a 6-2 start, so those are going to be two difficult games, at least on paper.
They have phenomenal pitching for the Mets, and they hope it holds up over the course of the season so they could contend with the Phillies in the NL East. All right, we got to run. Twins win. They beat the Phils 6-2. Much more coming up here on a Sports Saturday. We've got the news with Sloan in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.